dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
Career. Steady J holds the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and tearing Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dust, music with hot models. We got Life After Dust, dust, dust by the radio. To come up is a must, must tune in. Radio. You could even visit thespot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Yeah, Illa, not the Nevic. Go ahead and talk to the girl.
I cannot sleep here in my dreams. I stay awake and miss you all night long.
Crazy, split with a gift in mind, but baby, I know we had a problem, but lately I find myself racing to save this relationship. Just for a touch. Yeah, we had it all, but it wasn't enough. I miss your smile. I hope you can stay for the past and the future and now.
You got me going crazy.
whenever I get back to the block where my baby be at. Sexual healing, her body react. Lace the beat and mix the track. Kill the booth and giving her that. Checking out my grind. Sex be on my mind. Going hard, that's real talk. Take charge, she's so soft. Hypnotized with them thick thighs and them brown eyes, I'm so lost. Fireworks when I lift cross. Best part of my DIY. 85 in my G-Ride. Damn right, that girl mine. Quit the job about 4 a.m. She don't mind if I take a swim. Down low, never above the rim. Got me feeling like a big old pimp. Fine, I'm thinking it's time. I'm going deeper and feeling your spine. Kinda like dinner, we sipping that wine. So out of space, puffing that pie. Yeah. Baby got my mind gone. Keep on calling my cell phone. She don't know that I'm coming home. Feeling her lately. And I know she be waiting. And I'm here for the taking, baby. Ain't no hesitation.
Welcome to Life That Does Live, your boy Ceddy J. It is another day in the beautiful 5th annual Dust Model Month. And shoot, man, y'all know how we do it every year. In July, the whole entire month, we bring you what we call Dust Model Month. And that's where we turn Dust Spot Radio Network and DustSpot.com into a complete realm of learning. Now, today's show will be more so on a topic that's pretty controversial, man, that's going on in the industry, and which is why today's show is entitled Team Light Skin versus Team Dark Skin, the Complexion War. And really, man, it's still to this day, we still have this problem where, especially in the urban modeling industry, where within you have to deal with the skin complexion of being light-skinned and dark-skinned. It could be a difference between getting a job in the industry and not getting a job in the industry. It is the difference between people saying that you're beautiful enough or not beautiful enough. And sometimes it's things on both sides. Sometimes you're not dark enough, you can't be in something. You're not light enough, you can't be in something. It's just so many different sides of everything. I mean, even look at the acting world. You know, one of the big things they don't want to just go into, but was Zendaya. Think about her. She was getting ready to play Aaliyah, and one of the big things about her was that she was too light-skinned to be Aaliyah. So that's interesting. This is one of those cases where, even in some cases, you're not dark enough to do something. So we will be going on that. I will be talking about some of the stuff that have happened throughout the year, some of the phrases that have cracked me up, and I mean that sarcastically. like, for instance, the one of the ones that was very controversial was when Youngberg, which wasn't the last thing you heard a song by him. Yeah, you do the math. But he made a statement out there about liking light butts and dark butts. First of all, you're referring to women as butts. So that's already ridiculous. But on top of that, you're saying you prefer light butts over dark butts. You know, it's that's public. You know, you waking up into public humiliation, man. Public humiliation is one thing to keep it real, but your keeping it real is astounding, because if that's how you really think, that's crazy. So everyone thinks that way, man. We'll be talking about later on the show. We will be having a debate about it. So we do welcome you to call in at 347-202-0389. This will allow you to be able to share your thoughts on it. And I want people from all walks of the industry, whether you're light skinned, dark skinned, and in between, call in and share your personal views on it, so we can get a little bit of everybody's point of view on it. I will be going to some of your inboxes personally, let you know that I would like to have your opinion, because if you're very opinionated, definitely want it. So this is one of those times where some of y'all like to post this up behind the Kermit the Frog post. You can be yourself and allow yourself to share something. You know, don't hide behind Kermit all the time. You know, if you really brave to share what you got to say, then do it all the way. Don't half step it. So yes, man, we will be going ahead. We're gonna go ahead and go to some more music, and then we'll be back. So here we go, guys. Next track I'm coming into the mix. We're gonna play. So I'm gonna go to the aisles a little bit, if y'all mind. I'm gonna go to my boy Uzi. So here we go, man. This track is Usual Team.
Hey gal, double O's at Y. You know what, so we get no gal, no gal, no gal. Yeah, yeah. Yo, fierce, listen when me tell the gal. Watch I know, watch I know, watch I know, gal. Spin up, spin up your timing like your flow, gal. And you fi know, you fi know, you fi know, gal. If me no get a body there tonight, me nah go, gal. Say you got it pan lock, Louis Vuitton. Say you got it like that. Gal, your bumper so big, grab on me bike back. And you know, so me love it when you fling it like that. Hey, gal, say you know me not breathing. Me I tell you straight, say me love the gal them. But I you, gal, fi be me closest friend. Me I tell you straight, me no want none of them. Me no want none of them. Me no want none of them. Mount a gal me have me coulda borrow and lend. But a you gal, fi be me closest friend. Tell you that already, no me telling you again, again gal. Biggest gal, that's a usual thing. Biggest gal, that's a usual thing. Biggest gal, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Biggest gal, that's a usual thing. Biggest gal, that's a usual thing. Biggest gal, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. Biggest girl, that's a usual thing. But this one girl, yeah, she got everything, yeah.
Mm-hmm. them for fight against each other. More than all be out of each other. Racism and hate crime in the barrel. All of the crime in the barrel. Being black or white is not a crime. The problem is the thought of your mind. So clean up your mind and live right. Scrubbing a barrel. So bad man.
Like honey, can't be all. You handle your biz, plus you with it. Speak of money language, she other kids are related. We bishop is subliminal to the world. Beauty is in the eye of beholder, golden of girls, and I rock your world.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life as Us Live. Your boy, Teddy G. Yeah, man. So, again, for everybody that's tuned to the show, today's topic is light skin versus dark skin, the complexion debate. And I brought this topic because it's something that is still prevalent. I believe we talked about it last year, or we kind of tiptoed on it a little bit last year, but we're definitely going to continue to go in about it. Because I see that people just don't get it. Like, maybe if we did it before, maybe it was because we only had one side. So definitely today is great because we will be having people from both sides of the fight, as far as people who are light skinned, people who are dark skinned, and kind of getting their discussion on, you know, just something. And they always say, instead of just whining about a problem, come up with solutions. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go in about not just talk about what the problem is, but also talk about what is a viable solution for this whole entire mess in the first place. So cannot wait, man. Definitely like to have a couple people share their thoughts in a second. And shoot, man, go into it, man. As far as it's it's interesting. Now, as a magazine publisher now, you know, going 10 issues in, I look back and I'm very, very glad that, you know, that's not what my stilo is about necessarily that you have to be light-skinned or dark-skinned to be in Human Canvas magazine. That's not going to get you on the cover just because you're light-skinned or dark-skinned. That's what people view as pretty or whatever. That's not how we do it here, man. You good, you look good, you look good. And as it's shown throughout the brain that we have, you know, we've had people from all different walks, you know, even going as far as going past light skin and say a white person who's been involved in Human Canvas. So really looking at all these different spectrums of people from all walks of life, light skin, dark skin, in between, it's just interesting to see how, you know, still to this day you start that problem and how so many people are, you know, vying to try to get on these websites. It's cool that yes, you want Becca, you try and break history, but after a while, you have to start asking yourself, you know, what are we going to do different? What are we, you know, are we going to the same way you ever talk about this? One of the great ways of making people bow down to something and stop doing it is by stop supporting it. Supporting it with your money flow, of your word of mouth so much. The fact that y'all put so much energy to these brands that do that, it's not going to help. That's part of the problem there. That's honestly part of the problem that we continue to support these people who are, they have so much seclusion, and they do it subconsciously. Even if they don't realize they're doing it, they do it subconsciously, and they use key little terms to try to hide the fact of why they went that route. And it's kind of like me why sometimes I hate being put in the urban modeling world, being put in that, because I don't like how that means that you have to dictate and tell me who could be in a magazine. And because I'm a black owner, I have to have that, you know, that white folks don't want to be in the magazine per se, which that's been proven twice that that's not the case. Because we've shown y'all that a couple of times that's not the case. But some people, they still kind of, oh, I don't know, because it's just it's how society has built in to its framework to be able to do that. So, yes. All right, so we're going to go to this quick track, and then we come back, we'll be going to the bait, so hold on. Don't touch that dial, it's the Red Shade. We'll be back. We have a debaters coming up in a moment.
This one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Life make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money Soul is? So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all staying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story to my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because of grooves and the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud of it. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace, cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T, all Queen Latifah, cause I swear the unity between all the legends and the new femcees. I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay Dougie fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. Look out for part two, no I ain't done yet. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, come on, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, come on, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more.
Axiomatic, verbally vicious, I'm crazy at it. Had it all before, but I was with the lady having maggots. Delay your status, that is, if you're worthy at all. Mrs. Medina, I'm dope for me to fiend. Golden be the greatest of leaders who spark change. Your bootleg derivative rappers can give me brain. Claiming you the champ, I bet I'll kill you when. These bitches smelling like the scent of a million men. I'm worthy of my rhymes, they're a fail, colossal. Think you're thinking and money, now you should stop, ho. I'm a genius, seven golden Picasso. You peasants couldn't sell pussy out of a brothel. The lyrical slayer, cocky, fancy assassin. Everyday people I love, but fuck a bitch who's bastard. Mama should have swallowed his semen, whoever that is. This be my lyrical life, Pharaoh of Ashes.
Go,
son,
see,
I'm gonna
check. Did you hear that, son? Oh, I lost you, murder again. Yo, let's get it. Chiquita, let's talk, you know. Mama,
who my genesis? Please don't ever label, I am limitless. Dragon to your cipher, I diminish tip. Never talk to strangers or they'll put your life in danger. It's written on paper with pen is anger. Crawling through the pigment of your flames, I'm extensive to your brain. My lyrics became slow and so proper. Tie like you Jamaican shopper. Ross, I'm wearing the mask of an imposter. Rock ya, I'm self-righteous. And despite this occasional hating from the losers, I am enticing. You write a life list. You job turkeys, they messin' with dolomite. I'm exquisite with on the mic. Acid beans, not bars, get your sound right. You're entertaining, but baby, I get the crowd hype. Even if you felt you could've grabbed it, took from under your feet a title you've never had.
And we have some technical difficulty with the Bears. We'll be bringing them on a bit. Going a little more while we wait for them. Man, just the more stuff that it just bugged me about the industry, more so. And that's the whole point of today's topic again, is not just mentioning the problems, but also coming to solutions. And if some people are part of the problem by being the people that's on. There was only social networks and all this other stuff, and on their bios they have to say teen light skin and teen dark skin to make a, you know, to by doing it. Wow, what an idiot! You do that. So I want to go into that too, and the people who do these Kermit the Frog posts. I do Kermit the Frog posts, and this stuff that I will actually say out of my own mouth that I don't just type. People tell me they say stuff. That's because it's just entertaining for Facebook. When are you going to keep it real? Like, are you that scared that you're not able to fathom to be real with yourself? And for me, in this case, it goes back to this topic as well. And I'm calling people out on it. You know, that's part of the problem as well, that we keep hiding behind putting these cheesy posts of saying stuff, but really we're insecure about something because we have a chance to mention, to bring this stuff up, be quiet now. You people know me. The same outspoken stuff I say on the net, the same outspoken stuff I say to you in person. Even more so, I would be even more passionate about it because people that know me in person know I love to talk with my hands, most definitely, even though I'm not doing it right now. But no, I just talk to my hands and whatnot, and so I get even more animated in my point about it. I don't sit here and put on these fronts on Facebook and, heck, I mean, this go off the fact of myself now, just looking at my skin, people have different connotations of what they might feel is per se light skin, or you know, what they consider light skin, what they consider medium, what they consider dark, and it just depends. Some people will find me medium, and some people will find me dark. It's weird. I really don't know. I just, in the day, I got melanin. That's all I know. That's all I can. That's, in the day, that's something that's a fact. Right, you know, he's figuring out what's considered, what is the borderline and all this other crap. Last, I got melanin, and it just clearly showed all over my body. So there is no way around that. YouTube. This is when this is happening. I'm trying to multitask and type people at the same time. Or join the debate. All right. Okay, so go into a little more now. In a lot of the cases, usually it feels like it's a heavy war for dark skinned people more so light skinned, just because of, you know, light skin is cold. I feel, and this is what it is, and just kind of leads to historical facts, and it's a historical pattern that more so the lighter you are, the closer to whiter you are. So a lot of people, because of the fact that you're quote unquote the whiter of the blacks, you tend to be more acceptable, and that's, so people can feel more comfortable saying, oh, that person's sexy. I've seen in my own two eyes of how models have acted towards other models who are quote unquote dark skinned with this stuff. Oh, she's all right, she ain't bad though, you know. It's always, and I go back to those buzzwords people use to be slick behind what they say, where they say stuff like, hey, we're looking for people who had that exotic look. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, yeah, exotic look. I get mad behind that. That's a stupid. And for me, that just, you know, why is it obviously be that in order for you to be necessarily pretty, is more so going to be that it has to be the exotic look to you, and you got to be from. In most cases, and then they go to another extreme. What they want to kind of low key say is, you got to be damn near perfect. Perfect, wherever hell perfect is, for you to be dark skinned to be some of these same magazines that mainly show love to light skinned people, or even people who are white complected. So I just don't understand that, people. When are we gonna solve the problem and no longer do this? But you know, that's to each and every. But it's kind of like, hey, in a day it's still freedom of speech. Everybody has their personal things they can do. It's their freedom of speech. They can do what they want to do. But in the day, just remember, like what you put in is what you're gonna get out of it. And that's, if you're cultivating this kind of stuff, you're being part of the problem. Now, another thing that's a combatant out there a lot, like, you got a lot of people, like, you got, sometimes it's not even your dark skin, sometimes you can get into the industry, but why do they always go the route of making you light as hell? Like, it's unrealistic to me, because here we are now all of a sudden you want to book her because, oh, yeah, this bad light chick right here, man. You want to book her now. But then what's going to happen when she get in person? Like, she's not going to be light-skinned no more. So explain that to me. Like, the lighter chick you saw in the magazine is not going to be that same chick in person. You're going to have a dark-skinned chick when you see her in person. So explain how photoshopping to make you light as hell makes any sense. to me, it's all I can understand. I can understand stuff like blemishes. I can give you that blemishes and stuff like that. I give you a pass on that, but being dark skinned is not a blemish. Like, it's crazy. But even sometimes, even on the other spectrum, a lot of times the light skin. Sometimes light skin people get it too because they take another realm that, hey, oh, well, you can't be too light skinned. Because some of them, they can be past high yellow, and these people will go on Photoshop and make them dark yellow like a mug. Like, you'd be like, okay. And then you see a person, they light bright. You know, it's whatever, man. Like, they whatever. And I've had this question asked me before about necessarily, man, so what kind of woman do you date, man? You date light-skinned girl? You like dark-skinned girls? And it's funny because when people ask me that, and I can honestly look them in the eye, like, for me, it's not about complexion. I've talked to women who've been light-skinned and dark-skinned. It doesn't matter. And they're still the same thing. If you're cute, you're cute. If you got a good brain on you, you got a good brain on you. It doesn't matter what chick came up to me. If you light skin or dark skin, it doesn't matter. I still go, if you're bad and you got common sense and you got a brain to you, you're still cute to me. So it really is, and I'm going to use some examples of some of the models that I see, who I know personally, who are definitely pretty, and it's not necessarily they have an exotic look to them. On dark skin spectrum, you got people like my girl LaJoy Brown or whatnot. Now, LaJoy Brown, you know, when you look at her, it's not that she's exotic. You know, what makes her, she's just bad, man. You can't deny that. You can't deny being sexy. You can't deny it. And the fact that she's so in tune and getting more and more in tune as time progresses with who she is is a beautiful thing. She doesn't, like, one of the things she talks about a lot is, you know, one of her sayings is basically loving the skin you in. It's along those lines. And that's funny. Actually, because, you know, technically isn't by people saying team light skin and team dark skin, isn't that in a mischievous type of way, isn't that saying that they all love the skin they're in? But I think there's a line that has to be drawn to eventually get to the point to where you realize it doesn't matter. Like, there's still a line. When you're using it to perpetuate that you're better than someone because you're light skin with dark skin, now that's my different discussion. Like, for instance, I use an example of different things that you could, where it's a negative connotation and versus a positive connotation. Like, I'm using positive. Like, if a woman says, "Ooh, I look, you know, every morning I'm blessed to look at my curly hair, my beautiful golden bronze skin and stuff like that," and they're just acknowledging about themselves and not using it to attack anybody to say they're better than them because of certain entities, then that's different. That's more of a positive connotation of loving the skin you're in. Now, if you say, "Oh, none of these chicks ain't got none on me, light skin is the right skin," stupid stuff like that, then that's a different side of that now. Now you're talking on a whole nother spectrum, and that's ridiculous because what makes you better? In that day, last time I checked, when they did a paper brown paper bag test, really, when they used to do that, it didn't freaking matter. You were still black. If you did, you weren't, they pulled a stupid paper bag next to you and said, "If you're not light in this paper bag, then you're black." And heck, you look at, you know, in the day, we all were slaves. You had the light-skinned people most of the time the house slaves, and you had the dark-skinned people most of the time were field slaves. So it feels like to me that we're in the industry to where it feels like we're perpetuating what slave work was is better. Like, who's better? Who's a better slave? Like, I'm a house slave. I'm a field slave. End of the day, you're still slaves. And technically, we're kind of doing the same thing today, because here you are in an industry that it's already bad enough that a lot of times you have to go through all, like, so a lot of people who try to work with companies that are predominantly white or white-owned, you know, as a person of color, they got to go through all these hoops. They got to go through all these hoops just to do it. And then once that person is always, like, they got a couple sprinkled in, like, what the heck? So you're fine with it. Like, that's, you're fine with being in somewhere where you're one of the few black people. Like, is that cool to you? Like, you're in a club of people to where you feel like, I'm the only black person. And it's, I'm okay with that. I can be black and be the, like, I can't, like, that rings an alarm to me. And but at the same token, you know, and that's why people had to create stuff like black. It wasn't even just the fact that stuff was being, like, if a lot of stuff was in the white counterparts wasn't being pushed as well, how it was being pushed, this wouldn't be a problem to where, you know, people wouldn't be saying, well, you got the black club, you got the white club. That wouldn't be a case, because we, first of all, y'all need to go through history, how this stuff even got created in the first place. First of all, while you went around here saying Caucasian and African-American and all that stuff, all made-up phrases that didn't always exist in time, and they just kind of just materialized on the way over here on that cruise ship, like they call it. I call it the cruise ship with seatbelts. But, no, man, it's definitely something that is just crazy. But, hold on. So, yes. There we go. You know, people. So, yeah, man, that's really my cup of tea on it. You know, although we get to people who were trying to call in, and they had some things going on at the same time, simultaneously, definitely, man, still something that I had to get up my chest. And it was something that was very dear to me to share. So, whether people talk about it or not, the fact that I talked about it and trying to provide a solution. You know, you want to talk about being better, light skin and dark skin. You want to be better. You want to help make the situation better. You want to be better than something to help create a solution to stop this stuff. Because really, all we're doing is hindering each other. And heck, let's just do this. I'm going to play a game right now. I'm going to go to a certain website. I'm not going to name their name. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to count. And yes, I am going to count. How many light-skinned people and dark-skinned people are on the front page alone? We're going to play that game just to prove my point, where I'm going with this. Okay, so, and I'm not going to mention the site's name, but cause I know how some people might be at the mess. You go run tell that. But you got in the background a light skinned chick. Bam. Okay. Skin chick on a banner. Let's play this. Let's get the banner. Banners for the episode now. Light skin. That's one. Two. Three. Four. Yep, four. Five, six, seven, eight. I'm counting light skin people right now, by the way. Nine. Oh, I'm not done. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I had to double check his edit. A 10 on it, 15, 16, 17, 18, y'all see what I'm doing here, 19, 20. Okay. I was going to this banner on there, right, and I literally went through the whole entire banner, no dark-skinned women whatsoever as I was going through it. There's 20 banner spots that you, when you go to the little scroller, and none of them, and this is a black-owned site, by the way. Let's make sure we get that clear. Black-owned site. None of the people in the banner are dark-skinned. Now, you tell me what the problem is. And y'all buying to get these sites, I don't understand. If you see that as a prevalent, you have to, we have to take the power away from that. It can't get stopped. It can't get stopped unless we do something about it. So, yeah, there you go. I just sat there, literally went to, and then even go down onto the content section, you look at the content, one. So, actually, I said that back, because now I can see her picture a little more. So, one of the people up there was dark skin. So, that 19 to 20 to 1. 19 to 1 odds. That was the 19 to 1 ratio, excuse me. On the banner was, there was light skin and dark skin. And you the fact that you saw me talk about how I had to go back and look and those and really go even deeper and realize that person was dark skin, that tell you something. They be really photoshopping the heck out of these people to make them look light as hell. Like, this is crazy. Wow. And you go to here, it's only, I'm astounded, man. I'm completely honest, when I came over to evaluate this situation, I did not know I was going to be where, I did not know I was going to be like this. I did not know I was going to come here and be able to be this wrong, like this right. I was not thinking it was going to be that bad, but obviously I was on to something. So, man, there you go, man. That's the topic, man. We're going to be going to some more. Make sure you check out next week's episodes. We'll be having some special guests, people that will be talking about the industry. If you missed Monday's show, go back and check it out. We have very, very special guests in there, Mel Tech Photo, talking on there about letting photographers know certain things, models know certain things, all these different things of realizing you'll be in this industry, what to do. So check it out. I'll be checking out all the shows at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, that's CEDDY, letter J, and shoot, enjoy it, man. Appreciate whatever, listen, you know, and that's pretty much it, man. That's my take on the whole entire situation, and thank you, everyone, again, for listening. Check out next week's shows. This is the fifth annual Dust Model Month. Appreciate the love. We out. Peace.